Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is actually a fascinating question that comes up in the workplace, and that is the idea in halacha of busy work. What is busy work? So sometimes an employee is justifiably taking it easy. Sometimes he doesn't have anything constructive to do, and he goes to the coffee room, he schmoozes a little bit, and that is very understandable, because he has nothing right now constructive to do for his company. The question is as follows. If you're a boss, and you feel that the employee is becoming lazy because he has all of this time to go chill and take it easy, and you find that as a result, even when a constructive job does come up, he's not doing it with the same alacrity and the same zeal. He's not doing an efficient job because he's taking it easy whenever he has a chance. Can you give him busy work? Which means, even when no constructive job is on the agenda, give him work to kill his time. Give him work to keep him busy, to keep his work ethic intact. You want to keep him with the same work ethic that he had when you employed him in the first place. Is it mutter api halacha to give him busy work in order to have him maintain his seriousness for the job? That's the question. Now, what should be the potential problem in halacha of giving your employee busy work? So, it perhaps would violate an iser midoraisa. There's a lav in the Torah, Loisirdu boy befarech. The pasuk is actually talking about an eved ivri. The pasuk is talking about an eved ivri, and this is in Vayikra Perek Chafei. And the pasuk tells us, Loisirdu boy befarech. Don't overwork him. Now, Rashi explains that this means don't give him work just to torment him. According to Rashi's understanding of this iser, you're doing something that is hurtful, you're doing something not nice to him, and that is what is behind the Isser of Laisidu Beforech. In other words, Rashi seems to indicate that this is not a case of busy work. You're not doing it just to keep him busy. You're doing it because you want to bother him, to torment him. According to Rashi, that's the Isser of Laisidu Beforech. Other Rishonim seem to have a broader application of this Isser. The Rambam, for instance, seems to clearly hold that the iser of loisirdu boy beforech does not apply only if you're doing it to be mitzar him, you're doing it to be mean to him, but rather, according to the Rambam's definition of loisirdu boy beforech, this applies even to giving him busy work, even to give him work just to keep him busy, just to keep him with the same work ethic that he had until now. According to the Rambam, it would be included in the Isser of Laisidu Boi Beforech. Now, ostensibly, this Isser pertains exclusively to an Eved Ivri. If you're a boss, so you have a person that you employ, L'chaira, it should be Mutter, because he is not an Eved. He can leave whenever he wants. Adarabah, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Darshins, that a poil, that if you're an employee, you don't have any requirement to continue working for your employer. Even if you agreed to work for the person, you could always back out in the middle of the day, as long as it's not a dover ovod, you know, as long as you're not going to cause a financial loss to your employer. And the reason why you're not mechuyev to keep the job that you signed on to is because the Pasuk teaches us that a poyel has to be different than an eved. If you're an employee, you're not an eved. And the Pasuk clearly distinguishes between an eved ivri and a regular poyel, a employee that has a job. And therefore, we would assume that this iser of Laisirdu Boi Beforech, even if you understand like the Rambam, that this does apply to the type of work that we would call busy work, it still would not pertain to a regular employee. It would pertain only to an Eved Ivri. However, there's a fascinating piece from Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva in Chelek Gimel, where Rabbeinu Yoina in fact learns that this Isser is not exclusive to an Eved Ivri, and this Isser applies to every single individual. If you give someone work to keep him busy, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, you're over on the Isser Deraisa of Lysir Dubai Befarich. And this is in Gimel Samach. And the Shari Tshuva over there from Rabbeinu Yoina even takes this a step further. And says Rabbeinu Yoina, if you command another Yid to do a job for you, you ask him to do you a favor, even if it's not a very difficult favor, but you know that the only reason why he's going to do it is because he feels threatened by you, he feels intimidated by you, he will acquiesce to your directive only because he fears you, or because he's embarrassed to deny your request, says Rabbeinu Yoina, you're over on the Isser Dairais Laisir Dubai Befarach. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yoina. So according to Rabbeinu Yoina, if you're an employer and you ask the person working for you to do busy work, to do a job just to keep him maintaining his work ethic, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, you're potentially over on the Isser Dairais Laisir Dubai Befarach. However, lehalacha, most Paiskim reject this. And if you take a look at the Paiskim, they don't bring down the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina as Halacha L'maisa. Most Paiskim maintain that in fact this Isser applies only to an Eved Ivri. That's the Shita of most Paiskim. The Chinuch as well clearly writes that this Isser of Lysir Dubai Befarach only applies to an Eved Ivri. However, he does go into the hashkafa behind this Isser, and he says that this idea that the Torah is trying to incorporate in our lives is something that applies to everyone that we encounter, to everyone that we interact with, and it's not something that's exclusive to an Eved Ivri. So even though the halacha aspect applies only to an Eved Ivri, says the Chinuch, the hashkafa aspect applies to every single individual. Don't take advantage of people who are under you. If you're a boss, if you are an employer, says the Chinuch, don't take advantage of people that are under you, because this world is a gagal achayzer. It's a cycle, and it rotates. And just because right now you're on top, not necessarily does that mean that you will always remain on top. Everyone should have a wonderful day.